Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Before we begin, I'd like to make a very special announcement. On October the 6th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. right here in Dallas, Texas, I will be conducting a one-of-a-kind training experience at the Omni Hotel, and I would love to see you there. Yes, my friends and neighbors, this won't be anything like what we did in Atlanta or in Baltimore. This training experience is going to be something that you're going to want to write about and talk about and communicate about for quite a while. I hope to see you then, and if you can make it, please stop and see me. Shake my hand. I want this experience to be great for you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends and neighbors, and that topic is simply beyond the shadow of doubt. Beyond the shadow of doubt. Yes, my friends and neighbors, this is something that we don't talk about often enough, but every businessman and businesswoman across the world has had to face doubt. And oftentimes, no matter how successful they become, that shadow still looms largely and prevents them from doing the things that they want to and maximizing their full potential. You see, because my friends and neighbors, doubt paralyzes and poisons. It demotivates and depresses, and it must be dealt with effectively in order to advance. Yes, my friends, I challenge you that once we are trained not only to overcome doubt ourselves, but to teach those around us how to do the exact same things, then we begin to see productivity improve and accomplishments begin to pile up because doubt is gone. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it was Jennifer Lopez who said once in a very simple term, doubt is a killer. Yes, and I agree with that statement wholeheartedly. It will destroy businesses all over the world if people are bound by doubt. So how do we overcome it? There is a five-step process for overcoming doubt that I want you to embrace, and it's found in our doubt acronym. If you can take hold of this, my friends and neighbors, and utilize these yourselves, it's going to change everything about what we do in business. Let's outline it. The D says, first, I overcome doubt through discipline. Yes, my friends and neighbors, overcoming doubt through discipline. Because see, what happens is discipline creates organization. Organization creates repetition. Repetition creates confidence, and confidence creates the desired result. Yes, my friends and neighbors, having a time to get up in the morning, having a time to work on specific things that you're going to do throughout the day. Again, athletes practice, dancers and singers rehearse, and we also must have a disciplined schedule in order to be able to excel and remove doubt. You see, because through that discipline, through that repetition, as that confidence is created, then doubt becomes smaller and smaller. That shadow begins to disappear. So the first step, my friends and neighbors, is exercising a lifestyle of discipline. I saw a documentary about one of the greatest TV producers of all time, and he outlined how his entire life, from the time he graduated college until the time he was 70 years old, he weighed exactly 143 pounds. Exactly 143 pounds. He's the one that you saw on television saying it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. His name is Fred Rogers, and 143 pounds was all he ever weighed. That's the discipline that goes into making sure that everything we do is outlined. Now, I'm not saying, my friends and neighbors, that we've got to hit a goal and stay and only weigh a certain weight over the course of time. I'm giving you an example of how discipline creates organization. Organization creates repetition. Repetition creates confidence. Confidence, the desired result. That O in our doubt acronym says, I must change my opinions. Yes, my friends and neighbors, oftentimes doubt creeps in the wake of poor opinions. When was the last time you looked in the mirror and said to yourself, I am special. I am one of a kind. I am capable. I am confident. There's nothing I can't do. I'm powerful. I'm a bold believer. I know that I can accomplish greatness. My friends and neighbors, as you change the opinion of you, doubt will dissipate. That shadow will become even smaller. Most people actually have a negative opinion. opinion of themselves. Watch it. If you give a person a compliment, watch how they respond. The statistics show that 70% of people who are complimented respond by saying something negative about themselves. It happens all the time. Compliment somebody on their outfit and they'll respond by saying, "This old thing." Compliment them on their car and they'll say, "I was thinking about trading it in, you know, because it hadn't been that reliable." Compliment them on their smile and they'll tell you how they need to get their braces on or their teeth cleaned. Compliment them on their hair and they'll say, "Really? You like this hair? I thought it was a bad hair day." Listen to the opinions that people are having of themselves. See, one of the ways that you eliminate doubt is you change your self-opinion. You should be the first one that tell yourself you look great every day. You should be the first one that tell yourself that this outfit is perfect for you, that it flows just right on your body, that the shoes are perfect, and that the hair is perfect. You should be the first one that say, "Oh, wow, my eyes look great today. Man, I like my smile." You're the one. And I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, that as you change your opinion of you, that doubt will get smaller and smaller. That you, in our doubt acronym, says, "I must increase my understanding." Yes, my friends and neighbors, increasing understanding means I have to understand my strengths, my capacity, my marketability, and my greatness. I've got to understand all of those things, my friends and neighbors, because as long as I do, then I know that I can win. Think about it, my friends. Most people don't know themselves. This is an assignment. I'm going to challenge you. Write down 5 of your strongest attributes. And then once you get to 5, write down 5 more. My friends, I'm telling you that you've got more strengths than you even imagined possible. You can do more than you even thought you can do. Increasing our levels of understanding, even I would say, my friends and neighbors, increasing our level of general understanding. Did you know that the average person only uses 7% of their brain power? Only 7%. Now, the people who are innovators, those that are creators, the ones that invented things like remote controls and cell phones and televisions and laptops, the statistics show that they were only using about 15% of their brain. Astronauts and those that create spaceships only use about 12% of their brain. Yes, my friends and neighbors, think about your capacity. You've got the ability to do more than you ever imagined. That B in our doubt acronym reminds us that we overcome doubt through boldness. You know, Nike has a popular commercial called "Just Do It." It's a great tagline. Nike says, "Just do it." I like to add to that and not only say, "Just do it." I like to say it, just ask it, just try it, just believe it, and just receive it. Yes, my friends and neighbors, when you are bold, you're like the baby in the swimming pool. You know, when you put an infant in a swimming pool, they don't know enough to process anything negative that might happen. All they know how to do is swim. They don't concentrate on the outcome. They focus on the objective. I'm in the water. I'm going to make the most of it. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to adopt the boldness of a baby and just do the things that you like. You see the toddlers when they're growing up and they learn how to talk, they'll look at somebody and ask the craziest, most off-the-wall question imaginable, and we try to restrain that boldness, but they have no shame. They'll say anything. They'll do anything. They'll wear anything, and isn't it great to adopt that boldness of a baby? We can win like that every time. Last but not least, my friends and neighbors, at T is training. This is where you get others involved in your success. I challenge you to spend time with the most confident person you know and seek to outpace or surpass that person's confidence. Remember, there is no limit on confidence. You can have as much or as little as you want. Imagine winning a contest where you could shop anywhere free for a whole month. Any restaurant, any mall, any car dealership, and you could shop free and buy whatever you wanted to buy for you and whoever you wanted to buy it for. Now, if you lacked anything at the end of that month, whose fault would it be? Obviously, of course, it'd be our own. And I say, my friends and neighbors, to treat the training and the confidence the same way. When you're around people, don't just admire their confidence. Recognize you can have it too. Surpass it. When you're around individuals that are confident and bold and charismatic, don't just admire what they have. Recognize that you can have it too. There is no limit. You've also got the ability to shop free in the store of confidence. My friends and neighbors, I hope this helped you overcome the shadow of doubt. And if it did, I can assure you, Success Training Institute can grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.